God's Sovereign Plan, written by Amanda Eidelman and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 14, verse 24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, "As I have planned, so it shall be, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand." As you read through Isaiah, you are clued into the nature and character of God through the prophetic gift given to Isaiah. Isaiah's mouth is filled with words that paint a picture of what God has planned for the future. He clearly articulates God's many emotions when it comes to his people. All of the prophecies from Isaiah become verifiable historical fact. Through the miraculous fulfillment of prophecy, we can see the absolute dependability of God's plan. We can rest assured that no matter our present situation, we can stand on the promises of God who articulated them in his word. In our most hopeless moments, we can draw encouragement from the sovereignty of our Lord. God has a plan. He is not distant and uninvolved in the happenings of our world. We may look at world events and see random occurrences. We may become overwhelmed by our own powerlessness to change the tide of our society. But God does not see randomness, and he has the power to change things that feel impossible to us. In Isaiah, God warns Israel from relying on the surrounding nations for security. God's plan went against what seemed like a logical solution to the Israelites. He warned that the two major powers in the region, Assyria and Babylon, would fall despite appearing to be unbeatable forces in the region. These prophecies were fulfilled when the Assyrian Empire was crushed by Babylon. Later, as prophesied by Jeremiah, Babylon fell too. The Israelites who heard these prophecies for the first time probably were skeptical and doubted God's power over the forces that appear to rule over our world. Yet God's word has proven to be reliable over the course of history. When we see what feels like confusing and unbeatable challenges, rest assured in God's sovereign plan for our world. Just as God's plan for the nations are fulfilled, so are God's plans for our lives. Jeremiah 29:11 gives us this personal encouragement. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." This is a promise you can stand on. God's plan is a good one. Even when evil attempts to steal from us, God is present. He is working, he is faithful, and he is good. Isaiah 43:1 tells us even more about God's reliability. He makes a beautiful promise and offers us words of encouragement for our moments of difficulty and doubt. God says, "Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." The Creator, sovereign God of all, knows it's easy to be afraid. That's why he so clearly offers us words of comfort and assurance. Our big God identifies us as his. He is close, he is personal, and he is for you. Rest in the knowledge that we serve a sovereign God.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com